Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27. When shall I stage what we've studied? Am I doing it next term? I can't remember what we said.
Well, the thing is, Marco couldn't do it, so you agreed to do it at the next seminar. So, how can I help?
Actually, I'm wondering what you suggest to be the key part of the presentation. I mean, which part should I spend most of my time on?
That's a question to the point. Well, you have very little time, really, so it's absolutely essential for you to explain the experiment. Of course, you'll have a summary in the handouts you give out, but you can still start the presentation with that. It's optional, though.
And do I have to give you the abstract first, or shall I just email it to all the students?
No, I do need to see it first and see if it needs to be polished up, and then we'll get some printouts done. Now, they'll need to be done by the 3rd of December, so I'll need to see it by the 26th of November, if that's okay.
Yes, fine.
Oh, and I need to talk to you about where the presentation is going to be made. Given the actual number of participants and audience, we've had problems with the rooms because we'll need something bigger than usual. In our faculty, the only room available is the computer room, which is far from suitable considering the layout of the room. So we'll have to go across the road and do it in the chemistry lab. It's big enough to accommodate everyone and is equipped with the proper overhead projector in there as well.
Okay, right. And I get a grade for this, don't I?
Yes. Your first one was graded by your tutor, but this one will be scored by the professor. But relax. The criteria will be consistent and you'll get an unbiased result.